Today's shiur in Sechta Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Aleph Beis, 18 lines from the bottom. V'ner Dolak HaRoshay. We learned in our previous shiur, the Gemara described how a fetus looks in its mother's womb. It says, V'ner Dolak HaRoshay. This fetus, as it's in the mother's womb, has a candle over his head. V'tzayfah mabit m'tzayfah oylem v'tzayfah. And from that candle, he looks from one end of the world to the other. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "Behiloi neiroi ali roishay laoire elechayshach." Through from the light of that candle, I will be able to see. Says the Gemara, "How is it possible to have such a powerful light?" Says Mevrat Tam, "It's not something that we can't understand. For as we see, Shrei Adam Yoishim Kan, a person could sleep over here." And he could see a dream, something going on very far away. The Farshim explained, what does it mean, a candle on top of his head? So one shot I saw is that we remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a very powerful light when he created the world. And then he saw that it's inappropriate that the Rishoyim should be able to use that light. And he put it away only for tzaddikim. The child in his mother's womb is a tzaddik. And since the child is in his mother's womb a tzaddik, he is able to use that light. Another pshat that I saw is that the light here is the neshama. And that when the body, when the child comes out from his mother's womb, the guf and the neshama join together, but while he's still in his mother's womb, the guf and the neshama remain separate. Furthermore, I saw a very nice pshat. We all recall that when Yaakov and Esav were talking and they made the deal that Esav sold the Bechayra to Yaakov, Yaakov used the word Michra Kayoim es Becharos Chali. And the Farshim asked, what's the definition of the word Michra Kayoim? So the Farshim say that Michra Kayoim means that Yaakov told Esav, if you recall that when we were together in our mother's womb, we made a deal that I'll have Olam Haba and you'll have Olam Hazeh. Michra Kayoim. In the mother's womb, the world looks like Yoim, day, because we have this candle. Remember the deal that we made in a place that looked like Yoim. Continues the Gemara, V'ein lecha yomim, sha'adam shari b'toiva, there are no days where a person has it better, yoisim oisim yomim. Better than those days when he's in mother's womb. Shnema miyitneini kiyache kedem kimei elokai yishmereini. Who could give me days like that? Shlomo Melech says, days of yom mashiach b'm yirach v'em b'm shonim. Which days are those type of days that have only months, not years? Havyayimah eliyachi leida. The months of pregnancy because it's only 9 months, not even a full year. The Mefarshim, the Paiskim say, that here the Gemara is teaching us how wonderful the fetus has it in its mother's womb, and therefore, one, unless it's medically required, of course, but if one doesn't, if there's a child that could remain in its mother's womb, we should not induce labor earlier. One is, the Paiskim say, because as the Gemara says, that the Mafteach, the key to labor, is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, so we shouldn't get involved in what's, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain, again, unless it's medically required. And furthermore, our Gemara says how wonderful the child has it in its mother's womb. So since he has it so wonderful in its mother's womb, we shouldn't ruin those good days. Continues the Gemara. Umlan Moshe Kolatar Kula. While the child is in his mother's womb, we teach him the entire Torah. Shenema v'yareini v'yomeli yismach dvarai l'kach yismach dvar divrei lipcha shema mitzvayse v'chayei. He's told, this is a continuation of that pasuk, listen to these divrei Torah that you should follow, that you should use in your life. V'yma besoid alakai olai oli. Yev says that when I was in my mother's womb, I got the secrets of the Torah. Maiva Omer. Why do we need a second pasuk? Says the Gemara. V'chi teim novi hu dekamer. It was only Shlomo Melech who is speaking about the nevuah. Tashma, that's why the pasuk Gemara brings another pasuk. Besayd alakai alai ahali. That's when I'm told all the, even my mother's womb, I'm told all the secrets. So of course all the mefarshim ask, what's the point of teaching the child in his mother's womb all of the words of Torah? So one pshat that I saw, as a pshat that most mefarshim say, is that a person who has learned something already and now reviews it, it's much easier for him to remember it had he never learned it before. And therefore, we, and that's how we see, mefarshim give a number of examples, if you boil water and then you need to reboil it again, it boils quicker the second time. If you light a candle and then you extinguish it and relight it, it gets lit better the second time. Here too, the Torah, for us, who when we're in this world have to learn Torah, so we have to get familiar with the Torah before. Another pshat is that we know that when a person is born, he gets a Yetzer Hara. So how does he have the ability to fight that Yetzer Hara? He fights that Yetzer Hara because he already has the Torah that he learned. Another pshat, as we're going to learn later in the shir, that when a child is born, they make him swear that he's going to follow the words of the Torah. So how will he follow the words of the Torah had he not been familiar to make, how can he make that shvua unless he's first familiar with the words of the Torah? However, says the Gemara, "V'kivin shabar la'avir ha'olam," once the child is about to be born, "ba malach v'satra al-piv," a malach gives him a clap on his mouth, "u'mishachar kol ha'torah kol," he forgets the entire Torah, "shenema l'pasach chatech ravitz," when he comes out of the mother's womb, he has that chait of forgetting the Torah. So of course the question is, why did he make him forget the learning? One pshat that I saw is that the learning that takes place when one is in his mother's womb is a learning that's not on the, for the purpose of being mekayim, for fulfilling. He can't fulfill any mitzvah when he's in his mother's womb. But Torah is supposed to be learned a manasal kayim in order to fulfill the words of the Holy Torah. And therefore, we want him to learn Torah amanas l'kayim. In fact, when Farshim used this concept to answer a question, Rashi says that when Rivka was pregnant with Esav and Yaakov, so when she would pass the base of Avodah Zarah, Esav would try to get out. And she passed the base of Shem v'Aver, Yaakov would try to get out. So he asks, we understand that Esav wanted to get out because you don't have a base of Avodah Zarah in your mother's womb. But Yaakov was learning the whole Torah in his mother's womb anyway. If he was learning the whole Torah in his mother's womb, why was he anxious to go out? He was learning Torah anyway. But that Torah, as we just explained, wasn't a Torah Manas L'Kayim. Yaakov wanted to come to the yeshiva and learn Torah Manas L'Kayim. Another pshat why that Torah is forgotten, because we learn in Pirkei Avos, Kol Shechachmasai Kaidemus L'Yirasai Ein Chachmasai Miskayemus. Torah that comes before Yerushimayim is not the Torah we look for. Kol Shirasai Kaidemus L'Chachmasai Terasim Miskayemus. So you want to have first that the child should come out, be raised with Yerushimayim, and then learn Torah. Yerasai Kaidemus L'Chachmasai. Another pshat that I saw is that a person has the Yetzer Hara in this world. How does he fight the Yetzer Hara? Barasalei Torah Tavlin, the Torah fights his Yetzer Hara. There's a beautiful vart that the Mefarshim explain that says in Pirkei Avos, Im lamadat Torah habe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzeh toivel atzmecha klakach notzarta. So Mefarshim explained that what the Tan is trying to teach us is that you have a person who gives a shir, who teaches Torah, and he thinks to himself, wouldn't it be better that I should spend the time learning other than teaching? When I teach, I can't learn as much as when I teach. So the Tana tells us, Im lamadat Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al tachzeh toivel atzmecha. Don't just try to keep it for yourself and not disseminate it. Ki l'kach nitzarta. If the entire purpose of learning was just to learn with yourself, you could have stayed in your mother's womb. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to this world, not only that we should learn Torah ourselves, but that we should teach Torah to others. Another pshat that I saw is that the malach tells the person, And that's why the malach makes the person forget his learning. The difference between a person and a malach is that a person, as long as he's in this world, continues to grow. A malach doesn't grow. So he says to the person, if you're only going to rely on the Torah that you learned in your mother's womb, then my learning of a malach is better than your learning. It's only the Torah of a person that has the challenges of a person and has the nisyonis, and he still grows in learning Torah. That's the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. Continues the Gemara, and yoytz misham, and he doesn't leave his mother's womb at shemin binayisoy until they make him swear. Shenema kilchaticha kaberach tishava kaloshin kilchaticha kaberach ziyam hamisa. Shenema, as the pasuk says regarding the ziyam hamisa, l'fanav yichru kal yardei offer. When a person goes to the offer, tishava kaloshin ziyam haleida. Shenema chicha paim v'alevov ashlay nosul shav nafshay v'loy nishber lemirma. The Farshim ask, why do we have to mention the Yom HaMisa? Not only do we have to mention the Yom HaMisa, we mention the Yom HaMisa before the Yom HaLeida. So one pshat that the Chassidish Sfarim work is that we're speaking here about Gilgulim, that the Neshama is brought down to the world again, because it didn't accomplish everything it could have accomplished previously. But other Mefarshim explain that what the Gemara here means to say is that a person lives in this world knowing that there's going to be a Yom HaMisa, that he's going to die. And when he's going to die, he's going to have to give a din v'cheshbon how he lived his life. And that's why he thinks about the Yom HaMisa immediately. Along the same line, were a person to live forever, he wouldn't raise a family and he wouldn't have children. He's going to be here himself. Only because the person isn't here forever does he think about the Yom HaMisa. The Medrash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Seiros HaDibros, specifically, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Dibur of Leisisa Shem Elkech L'Shav, that one may not swear falsely, Nizdazik Kol Olam Kulei, the entire world trembled. And the question is, why did the entire world tremble at that time? And the answer is, because everybody realizes, our Gemara, that everybody before they're born makes the Shvua, and yet we don't fulfill the Shvua. And that's why we were so concerned by that Dibur. Continues the Gemara. Afilakol ha'olam kula armulcha. Even if the entire world tells you tzaddik ata, that you are a tzaddik, heyei beinach krasha, you consider yourself a rasha. So Mefarshim ask, it says in Pirkei Avos, al tachzik atzmecha rasha, you're not allowed to consider yourself a rasha. And here it says that you consider yourself a rasha. Mefarshim answer that indeed a person should never consider himself great, that he's done everything he's supposed to think. But on the other hand, the Tan in Pirkei Avos teaches us that a person should not, chas v'shalom, feel, I've done everything so improperly, there is no hope for me anymore. That's why I say, al tachzik atzmecha rasha, you're not allowed to think that way. A person always should think that he has a better tomorrow. Vav yedeya, and a person realized, shekadosh baruch hu tar, u'mishar sof tar, mekadosh baruch hu tar, and so are his servants, v'neshama shnasata b'cha tahirihi. The neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is tahira, imat m'shamra b'tahara, if you're careful to watch it properly. Mutav great. Vimlav hareini noitul mecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take it away. What does it mean that he takes it away? One pshat is that you won't live out the years that you're supposed to live if you don't act appropriately. Or that the neshama will have to come back to this world again. And in fact, Mefarshim say that that's why we don't call a cemetery a beis hakfaris. We call a cemetery a beis ha'olam. Because what's left in the cemetery? The neshama. The body decomposes, as we've discussed in this Masechta. The neshama, which is tahirihi, is the base ha'olam, remains forever. Tanya Rebbe Shmuel, Marshal Kohen Shemasa Truma Lama Oretz. Similarly, we could understand if a Kohen were to give Truma Lama Oretz, Vaymaloi, Imat Misham Rebetari, if you're careful with it, Mutav great, Mlav, if you're not careful and it becomes Tomei, Hareini Sarfal Fanecha, I'm going to have to burn it. Amar Beloza, my crop, where do we see this from a pasuk? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, "Memei imi ata goizi." My mashma, the high goz from the lashon ishtabui. How do we know the goizi means that makes a shvua? The ksiv goizi the serecha of the shlichi. And as Mefarshim explain, specifically, because a person naziris is a neder that a person doesn't have to make himself. The Gemara Masechta Nazir we learned that a father can make a neder for a son. That's why the Avshalom was a Nazir, and that Shimshon was a Nazir because his father made him into a Nazir. So that's why when we speak about a Shvuah made by someone else, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making us a Shvuah, the Zeris is a great example. Farshim asked, if he was saying that every Jew learns Kol HaTorah Kula in his mother's womb, so what about a Ger? When he was in his mother's womb, he wasn't a Jew yet. When does he learn Kol HaTorah Kula? So I saw a fascinating pshat. We know that part of the Geir's procedure is going into the mikveh. The Ger has to go into the mikveh. And when he immerses himself in the Mei HaMikveh, that's when Kol HaTorah Kula is taught to him, like every other Jew. There is a question in the Mefarshim, when the Gemara says here that a person is taught Kol HaTorah Kula, what does that mean? Some say he's taught all of the Torah that there is to learn. Others say he learns all of the Torah that he is destined to learn when he's in this world. The Mefarshim go on to say, the Paiskim say, that our Gemara is the source of the Minig that we make a Shom Zachar Friday night. Because this neshama, this child that was being born, has something not to be so happy about. He was till now learning Kol HaTorah Kula. He had it so great in his mother's womb. And now when he's born, he forgets the whole Torah. So we have to be menachem him. We have to console him. So how do we console him? We make the Shalom Zachar. And that's why the minig in many communities is that we serve beans at a Shalom Zachar. Because the Gemara says the beans is the food eaten by Avelim. It's round, like the world is round. And this is a Suda of Nechama. Why, if we're making the Suda of Nechama, why specifically on Friday night? We should make the Nechama any other time. Because Shabbos is the day of Zachar, of remembering. So we tell the child, yes, you learned the whole Torah, and now you forgot the whole Torah, but we always have a Shabbos, which is the Bechina of Zachar, that could help you recapture the Torah that you forgot. And therefore, the Paiskim say, it would be most appropriate that the Shom Zachar should be made in the house where the child is. Otherwise, what's the point? So I saw a pshat, why in certain places the minig is to make the Shom Zachar in shul. Because in a shul, you usually have a rov, and you have people who sit and learn. So the message we're sending to the child is, yes, you learned, and yes, you forgot, but you could spend your life in the Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash learning and recapture the Torah that you have forgotten. How do we look at a child in his mother's womb? Like a nut in its mother, in a basket, in a barrel of water. The nut moves around if you put your finger on it in the liquid. So the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the child in his mother's womb to be protected by the liquids that he should be protected in his mother's womb. The Ben Yoyada has a very beautiful pshat. He says the word egois is begematria chet, chestes, not chestes, aleph. It's also begematria toif, good. A child is told when he's in his mother's womb, you have the choice. You could go on the path of chet, or you could go on the path of toif. You make up your mind how to live your life. Tana Rabbanim. Shlosh chadoshim rishonim, the first trimester of a child, of a pregnancy, vlad dober mother tachtim. The child is in the bottom part of the mother's body. Emtsoi, in the middle trimester, Vlad Dabim Adem Tsoi, in the middle part of the mother's womb, Achroinim Vlad Dabim Adem Elyon, in the upper. So the Pashup Shad is, as the child grows, the woman is wider on top than on bottom, so you have to have room for where the child to be. Another lesson that the child is being taught is that there's different types of situations in life. And you have to get used to the different situations and have to be able to live with all of those situations. Another pshat, similar, is that our lives are when we're young, middle age, and old age. And those represent the three parts of the mother's body that we have to serve Hashem in all different times. Another pshat, that I saw the Mefarshim say, is that the person starts on the bottom. We all start as little children. We don't have much to offer. But the lesson is we can move up. We just have to work on moving. We just have to work on taka moving up in the right direction. The kivin shizgiz mana lotzeis. Once the child's time to exit his mother's body comes, v'shapach v'yotze, he turns over, that he should go out head first. V'zeh chevli isha. And that is how a woman has pain during pregnancy. And furthermore, the Braisa teaches us, Chevli shall nakev and Reuben shall zachar. Why? So the Gemara, we'll explain in a moment. How do we see this in the Pasuk? Asher sisi b'sem b'seisa rukamti b'tachti aretz. Da'ati lo nemar el rukamti. I was created on the bottom, and then I moved up. Ask the Gemara, what's pshat in the Braisa? Majna chevli nakev and Reuben shall zachar. That the pain by a female is greater than by a male. Answers the Gemara, Zebar k'derech tashmishoy, v'zebar k'derech tashmishoy. They both start off the way they look when a man and a woman has relations. And when a man and a woman have relations, the man faces the woman, and the woman faces the man. The man is on top. Why is it that way? So Mefarshim explained, because a man has to look from where he was created. He was created from the ground. A woman has to look from where she was created. She was created from the man. Now when it comes to the child actually being born, the child normally comes out head first, facing downward, which is the way a male is. Female, besides that she has to turn over, like the Gemara said, to be head first, also has to turn over that its head should be facing bottom. And therefore, it's more of a turning over, an extra turnover by a woman, by female, that makes it more complicated. Actually, the Chazanish says that this Gemara is one of the rayas that nishtanu ativim, that things have changed, because it's not necessarily the fact that all children are born with their face facing down. There are many children, male or female, that are born with face facing up. Continues the Gemara. Tana bana shlosh chadoshim rishonim. During the first trimester, Tashmish Kashal Isha, it's complicated, it's difficult for the woman, Vagam Kashal Vlad. And so in the middle trimester, Kashal Isha, it's uncomfortable for her, Vyafal Vlad. Achrayim, the last trimester, Yafal Isha Vyafal Vlad. So in Taich Kach, the semen, Nimtza Vlad Melubin Mazurs, helps the child have a good complexion. Tana, says the Gemara, Hamashamish Mitosla Yoim Tishim, somebody who has relations on the 90th day of pregnancy, kila tashmish, kila shavatam. It's as if it's very very detrimental to the child. The Farshim should say, why kilu, why not shayfach damim? Because you can never be considered a shayfach damim, a halachic murderer, on a fetus. That's why it's kilu shayfach damim. No yada. Ask the Gemara, how do you know it's the 90th day? And as the Mefarshim explained, even though, as we explained in the previous year, you could possibly figure out it's the 90th day, but you can't really always know exactly when she conceived to know when it's the 90th day. Elam abay misham shvahaylich. A person should have relations. Hashem reb shoyim Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them, even though it could be potentially dangerous. So I saw two different minhagim. Ramosha says that even if you'll know for sure that today is the 90th day, you could have relations with your wife who's pregnant. Why? Because once the Gemara said, Shem Ripsayim Hashem, we don't have to know anymore. However, I did see that the Arizal and other Svarim say, Api Kabbalah, Api Zoyar, that if a person indeed knows that today is the 90th day of pregnancy, he should not have relations with his wife on that day. Tarabon. Shloshi Shutrin Yesh Ba'adam. There are three partners in the creation of a person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Aviv Imay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his parents. Av Mazriya Halubin. The father gives the semen, which is white, shemenu, from which is created the atzomus and the gidim, the tzipanayim, umayach shabaroshin, the lubin shabayin, that white of the eye, imay mizras adoim, the mother gives the red, the blood, shemenu orabasa, the saras, the shachar shabayin, the kodesh baruch nois by ruach neshama, the clasped upon him, the riyas ha'ayin, the ability to see, the father gives you the eye, but the ability to see comes from Hashem, shmias ha'oizen, the diba piv, V'hilach reglayim, or bina v'haskel. So Mefarshim say, Marsha says, that when Yaakov met Lavan, Lavan said to Yaakov, ach atzmi u'besari. Why atzmi u'besari? Because we just learned that the etzem comes from the father. The basar comes from the mother. But Lavan was related to Yaakov, both from his father and his mother. So that's why he says, atzmi u'besari. Your etzem and your basar both come from people who are related to me. Another pshat that I saw from the Sefer Yisoid v'Sharish Avodah. He says that when a person makes a simcha, so his forefathers who are no longer in the world come to attend the simcha. Why? So he says, because we find in our Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the parents are partners. And we believe that wherever we are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. Shvisi Hashem l'negdi summit. So usually when a partner comes, he brings along his other partners. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to our simchas, he brings along our forefathers, his partners. Says the Gemara further, V'kimin shigiyaz mana lipatim, and only when a person has to leave the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noit l'chelka, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes his share, v'chelk ava v'ima m'niach l'fneim. He leaves those parts and they're useless without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's part. Hani, Amra Papa, and that says, Rapapa, Hani Damayinchi, this is what people say. Paritz Milcha, they used to pour salt on the meat to preserve it. Paritz Milcha, Vishadi, Psir Lo Kalva. If you take off the salt, the meat is useless. You can throw it to the dog. Here too, without our neshama, what is left of us? Says the Gemara Darsh of Chinin Abba Papa, Maidik Siv, Ois Gedoilus Arein Cheker, Beneflos Eid Misper. Baal Re'ei, Shloi Kamidis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Bas V'dam. Midas Bas V'dam, Noisen Chayfetz B'chema, Chema Tzura. If somebody puts something in a sealed container, or peel a mala with its mouth upwards, Sofik Mishtamer, Sofik Ein Mishtamer. It's still not quite certain that it will not spill out. V'la HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzara Ube B'mei Isha, puts the fetus in his mother's womb, Psucha, where it's open from the bottom, and yet the child remains well protected as we've been learning in his mother's womb. Davar Acher, Adam Noisen Chafetz of Lakat Mznayim, if somebody puts something on a scale, Kozman Shemachbit, as long as what you put on is heavier, Yorid Lamata. Vila Kodesh Baruch Hu, when it comes to a child, as we learned in our shiur today, Kozman Shemachbit, as the child gets heavier, Havlad Oil Lamala, he goes up, not down. Just the opposite of gravity. Darshav Yosef Glili, Maidik Siv. Oit HaShem, Al Kinoiris Neflesi, Neflo Masecha, V'nafshi Yadas Ma'oid. Says the Marbar Reish, Loikim Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Midas Bas V'dam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like us. Midas Bas V'dam, Noisens Roin and Baruga. You put seeds on a row. Kol Achas V'Achas Oile B'minoi. Everything comes up in the proper place. V'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzor Ha'uba B'mei Isha. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu puts a fetus in his mother's womb, for kula einlam in echad, every fetus is a human being with all of the characteristics. If you put dye into a pot, kula einlam tzav echad. Ve'ilu Kadosh Baruch Hu tzara uba b'mei isha kol echas v'echas l'minai. So the Mefarshim explained the Gemara is teaching us the two characteristics of every person. We're all human beings, but also every one of us is unique. Darshav Yosef, Maidik Siv, Oitcha Hashem Kenaftabi, Yosef Apcha V'tenachmeni, Hema'a Kosov Dabar, B'shnei B'nei Odom Shiyotshu L'schayra. The two people that went out for a trip, Yosef L'Kotz Lachemhem, and one of them got sick, he got a thorn, and he wasn't able to travel. Chiskum A'mecharef Megadev. So he was very upset that he missed the flight. L'yomim, Shavu Shetovis V'osu Shechaver B'yom. The boat that he was supposed to be on sank. Hischa moide umishabech lakach. He thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lakach nema Yoshev apcha v'sanachmeni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what's best for us. And that's why the Mefarshim says a Jew, whatever he's supposed to travel, is supposed to say Mirza Hashem. By saying Mirza Hashem, you're saying, this is my plan. But I realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan for me is a lot better than any plan I can make myself. A person doesn't realize all the nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him. So I saw a lot of pshatim will say pshat from the Kedushas Levi. The Kedushas Levi says, what's pshat in balanes makar b'nisai? He says that sometimes a person has a situation which is, he's in a difficult situation. And there's only, it seems, a nace, only a miracle could help him. But a person is supposed to recognize, if a person davens for a nace, you're not supposed to daven for a nace. And who says you'll be worthy of a nace? But if a person comes to the recognition that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us in this world is all nisim. Our entire existence is one nes. Teva, what we think is the natural order, is really also a nes. So then, the nes that you're expecting is no different than what you're not expecting. The basic things that you're living for, and therefore you will be survive. Therefore you will survive. Darish, Reb Chanina bar Papa, Chanina bar Papa, Ma'adik Siv, Ochi v'rivi z'reisa, v'kol d'rocha yiskanti. Melamish lo nois adam min kol atipa. A person is not created from the entire semen that's emitted, emon abar shabah. As the Mefarshim explain, actually, most of the semen is not even the semen that could fertilize the egg. It's the tail that propels the semen. Only a small, out of the million of sperm, only one sperm at the head, which is the best one, will hit and impregnate the women. Nisei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanit Ve'er Shmol. Mashal Adam Shazayr Beis Agroinus. If a person is winnowing in a silo, Noitelus Eichel, you get the good part, Umenechus Epsilus. Kid Revavua, as Revavua taught us, the Revavua Romi, Ksivet Tazreini Chayel, without an Aleph. Ksivet, there's another passage that says, Ha Kael Ha Ma'azreini Chayel, with the Aleph. On the double Fenech Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbani Shloilem, Zirisani Vizartzatani. You propelled the semen, the sperm, and you made it perfect to bring out a great specimen. Darsh Revo, Maidik Siv, this is what Bilam said, Mimona Afa Yaakov, Umispas Roiv Yisrael, Melamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoshev Esoifes Riv Yisrael Shal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the time that Jewish couples are intimate, Masay Tovet Tipish HaKadosh Tzadik Nipim Menu, until that semen from which a tzadik will be created. Says the Gemara, and this is what caused Bilam to go blind. Omar, for Bilam said, Mishu Tar, the Kaddish, somebody who's Tar Kaddish, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, Umish Asif, Tahirim, the Kaddishim, Yatsits, the Dovazet, this is what they look at, Miyad, Nismas Enoi, the Ksiv, Nuum Hagever, Shisum Ha'ayin. So the Farshim say, what's Pshat that Bilam was the Shisum Ha'ayin? Doesn't the pasuk say that he was Goliath Ayin? And here it says he was a Shisum Ayin. The Farshim say that he was Goliath Ayin when he was able, when he was saying Nevuah. Other times he was Shisum Ayin. Another pshat is that originally he was Goliath Ayin. After he made this statement, he became Shisum Ayin. What was Bilam's mistake? Because Bilam cannot comprehend how Kedusha is not limited to things that are ruchnius. The Kedusha is even that by things that are gashmius. And that's something that only a Jew could comprehend, that even the most gashmistic activity, being with your wife, could be infused with Kedusha. Another pshat that I saw is that a person is created with two eyes. Why was a person created with two eyes? Want to see the godless Habari, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and want to see shiftless Atzmai, that we're really nothing. Bilam, Tak was a Navi. He saw the godless Habari. He saw the greatness of Hashem. But unlike Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the Navi of Klal Yisrael, who the Pasuk describes, Anav Mikol Adam, the most modest individual, Bilam was Shesum Ayin. He couldn't see that he, as a human being, wasn't great. V'hainu Adam Reb Yochanan, Ma'idik Siv Yishkav Ima B'layla, Melamed Shekadosh Baruch Hu Siyah Ba'yisa Ma'isa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that Yaakov should have relations with Leah. Shenemar Yisachar Chamor Goyrim, Chamor Goyrim Leah Yisachar. The Chamor that Yaakov was riding on made noise, and that caused that Leah should come out and ask Yaakov to be with her, and that caused that Yisachar should be born. And I saw an incredible Alshach. The Alshach says that that episode happened Shavuos by night. Because we know that Yisachar with a Tamid Chachamim, the Loim Dei Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused that Yaakov and Leah should have relations, and Yisachar should be conceived on the night of Shavuos, the night of Kabbalah Satayrah. Amar Yitzchak, Amar of Ami. Isha Mizraas Tchila, we had this Gemara previously. If the woman is Mizraas Tchila, you let the Zachar. Ish Mizraas Tchila, you let the Nekeva. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, Isha Kisazriya V'yol the Zachar. And as we said when we learned this Gemara previously, the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world this way, because there are mitzvahs that a men could do and there are mitzvahs that women could do. So the mother is connected to her son. So any mitzvah she doesn't do, she can't do, her son will do. And any a man creates his daughter, that he mitzvahs he can't do, his daughter will do for him. And that's why the Mefarshim explained, the Torah says, Ubas ish koyin ki seich liznais as seviyah hi mechalalas. So Mefarshim ask, if a koyin, Nebuch, has a daughter who isn't acting appropriately, why is he blamed more than the wife? But our Gemara just said that a father and a daughter are what's connected. Ubas ish koyin, the daughter is connected to you, the koyin. That's why if she doesn't act appropriately, as aviyah hi mechalalas, it's more to the father than to the mother. Tanabonim. Rishonim, ish mizrei tchila yiladas zacha, ish mizrei tchila yiladas nekeva. V'loy parshu chamas adavah, but Chazal did not explain this. Achbar of tzadik upirish, and Torah of tzadik came, and he explained it. Eilu b'nei leya, ashiyod l'yakov b'padin haram, v'z dinoi bita, tala azacharim b'nekevas, that the Dina is connected to Yaakov, the Nekevus B'Zacharim. So the Masha asks, that we all learned in Yeshiva, that actually what happened was, that Dina was actually originally in Rachel's womb. And Dina was supposed to be born to Rachel. And Yais was supposed to be born to Leah. But Leah said that my sister won't even have as many sons as the Shvachas. And that's why there was a switch, that Dina came to Leah. So why are we saying that Dina is connected to Talizharban, that Dina is connected to Yaakov? It's not connected to Yaakov, it's connected to Leah. So Masha says, a Gevaldig Pshat. He says, what happened was that Leah and Rachel were pregnant at the exact same time. And Leah was carrying Yosef, and Rachel was carrying Dina. And what happened was that they were switched. Dina went to Leah's womb, and Yosef went to Rachel's womb. But Dina's creation is connected to Yaakov because Ish Mizrei Tchila Yiladas Bas. V'hi b'nei ulam anshi anoshim gibar yichayel dorchi keshes umarbim bonim u'bnei bonim. They had a lot of sons and grandsons. Ask the Gemara v'chi b'yodish odim laharbis bonim u'bnei bonim. It's not in our control to make that we should have male offspring. It says the Gemara al-Matoich shemash and atzma beten. They take a longer time in having relations, which will cause that the woman will be Mazriya first. So they, by their action, cause that they should have male offspring. I can make all of my offspring male by having relations in a way that Isha should be Mazriya Tchila. He should do it twice, cause her to have more desire, and by having more desire, she's going to be Mazriya Tchila, and they'll have a boy. Not by her vest, of course, because as we learned and will learn, a man and a woman shouldn't have relations then, but close to that time. Time that I would do an Aveira, near the time I would do an Aveir if I had relations. I was conceived at the time of Chet. My mashmid ahi Chet lishna d'chuyihi, the cleansing, the ksiv, v'chita es abayis, metagminen v'yitki es pesu, which is what happens when one goes to the mikvah. V'ibay say mehocha, tachti eini be'ezov yitohar. V'amarev Yitzchak amarev ami. Kim shizocha bo'la oylam, once a male is born, bo'ash sholom bo'ylam. Peace comes to the world. Shnema shilchu kar, moishel oretz, zoicher zekar. The first one said, why do the birth of males cause that there should be shalom in the world? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat, as we're going to learn in a moment, male, the panosa, is connected to the man. So when people have panosa, that's when they're in a better mood and they're not going to be so argumentative. Another pshat, you know, Talmid Chacham Marbim Sholem Ba'olam. So men are obligated to learn Torah, and by learning Torah, Talmid Chacham Marbim Sholem Ba'olam. V'amar Yitzchak, the bearer of Ami, Ba Zocha Ba'olam, Ba Kikr B'yodai. With the man comes his panasa. Zocha Zekhar, the Ksiv V'yichol Lehem Kira G'dayla. The Keva, but when a female is born, Einem Maklum. The Kia, The keva, what does the word the keva mean? The kiyaba. She comes empty, add the arm remezoni, until she asks for it, lo yavala. She's not given it. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, nokfa schorcha alai vatena. Ramosha uses this gemara, la'aloch lemaisa. He was asked by a person who wanted to buy an insurance policy. And he had an option to buy one of two types of insurance policies. He can either buy an insurance policy that will provide for him when he's older and doesn't have income, or he could buy an insurance policy, a life insurance policy, when he's no longer in the world, that he should, his family should have an income. So what should he do? So firstly, Ramosha says there is no problem in buying insurance. It's not considered a lack of bitachin. It says because buying insurance is no different than going to work. If there's such a concept of an insurance policy, an investment of an insurance policy, it's no different than any other investment. And then he says, which is the better policy, which is the more important policy to buy? It's the policy for after death. He says, because here the Gemara says that as long as a person is alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees him his panasa. Every man comes to the world with HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving him panasa. But that panasa is only given while you're alive, not afterwards. So that's why it's more important to have insurance for when the person is not here than for when the person is here. Continues the Gemara. Shaul Talmidei Vez Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Neima Amar Torah Yoledes Mevi Karban. What does the Torah say that a Yoledes should bring a Karban? Amalahen. V'shosh HaKaris Leilet. As the woman is about to give birth, Kafetzes V'nishbash, she makes a Shvua, she Leitzuzakik Lebala. She will no longer have children. Lefikach Amar Torah Tavi Karban. Because she made that Shvua that she now regrets. So Mepharshim asks, two questions. Why specifically was this question asked of Shimon ben Yochai? And in his answer, why does he speak about Shekaras Leilet, when she's about to give birth? B'shasha Leilet. So one pshat is because Rabbi Shimon is the mandama throughout Shas that says Tam of the Krah, that explains the psukim, so he tried to understand this pasuk as well. But I saw another pshat. We just quoted the other day that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that even a woman who has a child by cesarean has to bring, is considered Yoledes, and has to bring the carbon. So that's what Rav Shimon says. When does the woman make the Shvuah? Bezman Shekaras. It's before the child is even born. It doesn't make a difference if it's cesarean or not, at the beginning of the labor. And therefore, I hold, it doesn't make a difference if the child is born naturally or by cesarean, the Shvuah is made at the beginning, and for that you have to bring the carbon. Ask the Gemara, Maskula, Rav Yosef, from Mezidihi. She's making such a Shvuah deliberately. And if she wants to annul that shvur, bechrot to talya milsa, she has to regret it, not bring a carbon. Void carbon shvur besuya. The special kabbanas that are brought if one violates a shvur, a carbon oil of a yairid, not this carbon. Furthermore, what does the Torah say, as we've been learning in this parak, that when a male is born, the tum is for 7 days, when the keva la arba osur, and by a girl 14 days. Says the Gemara, Zocher Shakol Smeichem Ba. By Zocher, everybody is satisfied, the father and mother, because the Zocher, as we just learned before, could learn Torah. The Zocher comes with Panasa, so she Mischaretes L'Shiva. In 7 days, she has Charata. The Keva, on the other hand, Shakol Atzeivim Ba, not happy, a girl, you have the headache of marrying her off, etc. Mischaretes L'Arba Asar, she only has Charata on that Shavu after 14 days. Why on the 8th day? So Rashi says, shouldn't we made the meal on the 7th day? So first say, why the 7th day more than the 8th day? So one pshat is because we find that everything is the 7th day. Shabbos is the 7th day. Another pshat is that we understand that a meal should not be performed unless the child survives through a Shabbos. Shabbos brings bracha. But a child that's born by Shabbos, it will be the 7th day. Why do we wait for the 8th day? Answers the Gemara, Shlai kulam smecha ve'avvi imam atzeivim. As we learned, the husband and wife cannot resume relations until the 8th day. So if the bris will be on the 7th day, then everybody's happy, rejoicing at the bris, but the parents aren't because they still can't have relations. So that's why we have the bris on the 8th day when the parents are rejoicing that they could be reunited as well. This is the Makar, say all the Mefarshim, why by a bris we have to have a Suda. Because here we see that by a bris, Smechem by, we have to rejoice, and we have a Suda. Tanya Yermei Aimer. Mneimam Torah Nida L'Shiva. What did the Torah teach us, the parasha of Nida? That for 7 days, she's a Nida. Neisharag above a Kotzba. If a husband and wife can have relations all of the time, she may become unattractive to him. Amr Torah, that's what the Torah says. Tei Tamei Shiva Yomim. She should be Tamei for 7 days. And they have to be separated then. Kedei Shechevei V'abal K'shask Nisasa L'chupa. Of course, the Mefarshim explain, this is only a remnant. Because if that were not the case, we know, we said in the first year of our Masechta, Hilchas Nida also applies to Tumah Tahara. And Tumah Tahara not only on married women. Tumah Tahara apply to single women, to divorced women, to widows, so they're not going to have relations with the husband anyway, and yet the din of need of 7 days applies to them as well. Shol the Talmid of Rav Destoy Rav Yanai. Neima ish machzal isha. Why does a man go to find a wife? Veim ish machzeres al ish. So the marmashal adam shavad le'aveda. Just like if somebody loses something, mi machza mi, who searches out someone else? Balaveda machza alavidosai. And since the woman was created from the bone of a man, so the man is looking for the bone that's missing. So as we said it earlier in the shir, Zeman Makum Shinivra, the man looks at the earth during relations from where he came. Vizuim Makum Shinivras, she looks at him from when she came. Why are men quicker to forgive than women? Zeman Makum Shinivra, a man comes from the earth, which is soft. The zeman makum shenivra, she comes from a bone, which is hard. Mnei isha kaila arif. Why is the voice of a woman sweeter than ish kaila arif? Zeman makum shenivra. The zeman makum shenivra. This is from bone, and this is from the earth. And a bone makes a nicer sound. Shenemar ki kaleich areich omarich nova. And like the Mefarshim say, he wanted to end off the perek with a nice pasuk of kaleich areich omarich nova. Hadron lach, ha-mapalas chaticha, hadron lach ha-mapalas chaticha, hadron lach ha-mapalas chaticha.